Ready?
And please go ahead.
Okay. This is part of the IBM Virtualization Engine Deep Dive Education Sessions. There may be several other presentations in the area of interest. This presentation is called VER2 Director 510, and I am Julie Bielski, the presenter, here with my colleague, Tony Abbondanzio. There will be a question and answer call in early October, so please send your questions to maddie@us.ibm.com by October 1st. So I'm looking at slide one, which is the title chart, IBM Director 5.10 Introduction. Moving to slide two is a pictorial chart of the five main categories of function provided by the director product. These include the ability to deploy operating systems to bare metal physical systems, as well as the deployment to virtual servers on our Z-Series platforms, the ability to monitor and alert both hardware parameters, operating system resources, the ability to collect inventory from our platforms and to monitor processes, the ability to optimize the systems, collect information on downtime, predict bottlenecks, for example, the ability to analyze and troubleshoot systems using remote control tools, and finally, the ability to maintain systems by distributing system-level updates and upgrades to the director management agent, and the ability to schedule tasks during more convenient windows. The product is open, integrated, and easy to use. Those are our marketing guidelines and the principles under which director development abides. Moving to slide three, this is a high-level architectural overview of the director product. It has a three-tiered architecture with both a rich Java console and a web-based console that shows system health. There's a management server, which contains the business logic, the topology, the inventory database, that collects information from all the endpoints. This management server has a command line interface. And then finally, the managed endpoints, and these include all the eServer platforms, X-Series, I-Series, P-Series, Z-Series, our eServer Blade Center product, and our storage products, and the operating systems that run on those platforms. There's also some basic capability for SNMP devices. So this is a cross-platform product, and it's designed to provide heterogeneous systems management. Now I've moved to slide four, which shows all the extensions that come with the base IBM Director product. So if you look at the bottom, you'll see the core engine, which includes the topology database, where information about all the managed endpoints are stored, the database services, the storage of groups of managed systems. Then you'll see the base plugins in the blue boxes that ship with the product. These include our resource monitoring extension, our process monitoring extension, file transfer, software distribution, remote control, remote session, which is a text-based remote console, the ability to manage SNMP services, inventory services. So all of these ship out of the box. We also have some advanced extensions, and those are shown in the upper-level dashed box. They include platform-specific extensions, for example, an extension for managing VMware virtual machines, for managing Z-Series virtual machines, for managing the Blade Center, for managing the Power Platform HMC, the system availability tool, which tracks planned and unplanned system outages, the remote deployment management extension for deploying operating systems to bare metal. Some of these extensions are free and available on the web, and some are fee-based, and you can see the list on the left that shows the differences. So these apply all to the extensions that are in the top dashed box. Now I've moved on to slide 5, entitled Objectives for IBM Director 5.10. The three main objectives for this release were simplification, to improve the usability of the product, heterogeneous platform management, to extend the product from being an X-Series product to a cross-platform product, and finally, solutions enablement for both end users and third-party ISVs and IHVs. So to support the simplification objective, we did several things. We changed our Java console to be cleaner and more customizable by end users. We added wizards for the most important tasks, such as setting up resource monitors and hardware monitors, and notifications for those monitors. We reworked our online documentation, cleaned up our pubs. We made the GUIs CI-162 accessibility compliant, and we improved the footprint on our agents. To support the heterogeneous platform management, we added the ability to provide platform-specific data and alerts and real-time status across our line of servers and their operating systems. So previously, our agent ran on Power Platforms and i5 platforms, but there was no hardware-specific data. And in this release, we added hardware-specific data to those endpoints. We added support for storage device management, those that support the SMIS standards, specifically disk arrays. We improved our hardware alerting. We added a ZVM center management extension to manage Z Linux virtual machines, and we added the ability to manage the Power Platforms HMC. To support the solutions enablement objective, we added a full-featured CLI with improved performance. We improved our integration into the Tivoli line of products by bundling our rule sets and Baroque files with the tech product itself so that customers that use the tech can get alerts from IBM servers out of the box. We added upward integration into the Microsoft Operation Manager product. We enabled, we included or provided a new tech event action into our event action plan builder. Previously, this was not included, but now customers can choose to have events sent directly to tech, Tivoli Tech, from the director management server as part of an event action. And we created an Express SDK so that end users or ISVs could add web-based launches of tools to the director console with very little effort. And we also made our formalized SDK more available to third parties who wish to do deep integration into our product. Now I've moved to slide 6, entitled IBM Director 5.10 Highlights. This chart is a table of some of the highlights in 5.10. As I said on the previous slide, we've streamlined our user interface. So we gave the user more flexibility to decide which tasks and what information gets displayed in the console. We improved our eServer platform coverage by adding a management server support for AIX or Linux on the Power Platform for Linux on the Z-Series platform, and a new agent over the 4.2 product for Linux on Z-Series. And the benefit of this was to reduce the number of platform-specific management tools, which also then reduces the skills required by a customer to manage a heterogeneous IBM eServer environment. We reduced our agent footprint by creating three levels of agent, which include agentless, which requires no agent on an endpoint, core hardware services, which just provides the platform data and alerts, and finally, the full director agent, which is the full suite of tasks or base task support. So this helps customers with their agent deployment scenario by using Tier 0 to discover endpoints and then push Level 1 or Level 2 to those endpoints to promote their functionality. It gives customers more choice regarding the level of hardware or systems management functionality they want on their endpoint instead of only having one choice, which is the full agent. This is especially helpful for customers that don't use the director management server but would still like to manage IBM server or storage endpoints. We added a software health check feature, which allows customers who are used to using our update assistant wizard to import system level updates to select those updates and discover which systems that update applies to, and then putting those systems in a group so that a customer has an easy place to go to apply the update to that group and bring those systems into compliance with that level of system update. We improved our software developers kit by adding more tools and documentation, and this is to help facilitate the creation of a director ecosystem and provide customers more choice and capability, especially those that wish to just add web-based launch of tools that provide advanced management to their endpoints, for example, switches. Now I've moved to slide 7, which is a continuation of the IBM Director 5.10 highlights. We improved our existing event action plan wizard by making it easier to use and adding the ability to configure monitors for CPU and just CPU, utilization, which we previously did not have. We added a Blade Center Chassis Configuration Manager, which allows customers to create custom configurations based on the modules that are plugged into their specific Blade Center chassis and save those configurations as profiles that can be applied to like chassis at a later time. We added a virtual server deployment and server complex tool for our Z-Series line for managing Z-Series virtual machines and deployment of Z Linux into those guests. We added Microsoft Operations Manager and upward integration so that the MOM product can receive our hardware data and alerts from our servers. We added some features to our existing inventory tool that allows customers to monitor changes in inventory and send alerts if that inventory data changes. And that brings me to the end of the slide set. Questions can be sent to Maddie Nick. That's all I have.
there a question?
And Ms. Bielski, are you still online?
Yes, I am.
Okay. I do have you in conference with Mr. Guerin right now.
Okay. Hello? Hello, what was your question?
No, I was listening to the conference. I don't have any specific question.
Okay. It was my understanding that you did, but if you don't, that's okay, too. I'm sorry, you didn't. Did you not have a copy of the slides? Because I can send you a copy of the slides if you don't have a copy.
Well, I'm actually looking for the link to the team room. I saw Maddie's request to get access to Bill Victor's team room.
Yes.
But I can't find any reply with a link or something. So.
Okay, I have the note with the link in it. So if you give me your short name, I can send that to you.
Yeah, that's Guerinny.
Okay.
At fr.ibm.com. Fr, like France.
Yes, mm-hmm. The Francais. Okay. I will forward that right on to you. Were there any other questions just based on the content that you heard?
No.
Okay. All right, thank you.
You.
Who had questions or who joined?
No, he was the only other.
Okay. All right, well, shall I get off the line?
Yeah, we can go ahead and disconnect, and I will...
Because I think the next presenter is probably up at 9:30.
Okay, great. Thank you.
You're welcome.